suppose that one of the most significant tools that you can use working with your children using a heart-based approach is this idea of transferring responsibility to the child. I think it would be most effective if we first clarify what we don't mean, because what we're not saying is to use natural consequences more. Natural consequences basically is where the parent steps out of the way, the child experiences the consequences of their actions, and they learn from that somehow. That is not a bad way for children to learn, and sometimes that's necessary for parents to do that. However, that's not specifically what we're talking about here. We're talking about the parent having a very active role in the child's life still, but transferring responsibility to the child for the child to work on the solution, or for the child to make the correction, or for the child to make some changes or take initiative. We want the children to be very involved in that process.
We find it helpful for children to understand that it's their responsibility to change. It's not a mom's responsibility or a dad's responsibility to force change, but the child has to make right choices. And that's what we're doing when we transfer responsibility to the child. We're teaching that child how to make right choices. We're recognizing that the child is in control of their actions. The child is responsible for what he's doing and saying and thinking. And that's where the change needs to take place. So we're going to help children make changes. We're going to help them develop plans. But it's their responsibility to take control of themselves and to move forward.
So let's take the instruction process for example. When a parent gives an instruction to a child, many times the parent has to be in charge of making sure the child completes the task. But if you add one small piece to the instruction routine and then enforce it, then you're transferring responsibility to the child. That small piece is that the child needs to report back when the task is completed. Now the child has to take initiative to complete the task and report back so that you can see that the child has completed the task. That's a way for the parent to transfer responsibility to the child in the instruction routine.
So if the child has to do the job and then report back, they have to take on ownership of that task. This is my responsibility now. I need to get it done, and then I need to tell my parent that it's been done so that I can transfer that back to them. So, okay, I did what I was asked to do. So that reporting back becomes a very important part of the child taking responsibility for the task.
In another one of the chapters in this book, you're going to see us address more issues about correction. And one of the ways that we transfer responsibility to the child in the correction process is by asking a question when they return. That question is, what did you do wrong? Now, some children have a hard time with that question. They refuse to answer the question, or they say, I didn't do anything wrong. But asking the question and then requiring a child to answer that question is a way of transferring responsibility to the child.
See, of course, when a child has done the wrong thing, we want them to take responsibility for their actions. Whether they were offended by someone else or whether something unfortunate happened to them, they're still responsible. They can't blame the problem on someone else or just make excuses for themselves. So we ask the child, well, what did you do wrong? To teach children to take personal responsibility.
Another idea we have in the correction routine to transfer responsibility to the child is to use a break concept, very different than timeout. We don't particularly like timeout, but the break has a child sit down and transfers responsibility to the child by saying, you come back and see me when you're settled down. The purpose of the break is basically to settle down, and the child comes back then to the parent for a debriefing, but who initiates? Is it the parent setting a timer for that child? No, the child has to initiate the return. We're transferring responsibility to the child for a change of heart.
See, again, we want the child to take responsibility for their actions, for their misuse, whatever went wrong. We want the child to realize, I need to pull back here, settle down, and come back with a different response. So the child initiates back once they've settled down.
If a teen is resistant to a parent when given instruction, or you say, hey, your job is to take out the trash or do the dishes, the child's resistant, one of the way we can transfer responsibility to the teen is we can say, okay, what's your plan? By transferring responsibility to the child has to now come up with a plan. Oh, I'll do it before I go to bed. Well, no, that's not good enough. You need to do it before I go to bed. In fact, you need to do it before 8 o'clock tonight. You tell me when you want to do it during that time. Okay, I'll do it at 6. Great. Well, we're transferring responsibility to the child. So often with teenagers, we're asking the question, what's your plan?
I think that's just such a great question for young people to have to answer. What's your plan? Take responsibility for it. Develop a plan so that you can be successful. We all in life develop plans for ourselves. So how are we going to get done what we need to get done? The sooner we can teach our children to do that, the better, by asking that question, what's your plan?
So in each one of the areas of parenting that we can figure out, we're asking children to take responsibility. Look for ways to transfer that responsibility to the child. You, as a parent, are still coaching them or enforcing them or even disciplining them at times because they need to initiate. They're the ones who need to respond. Teaching children that is valuable for developing new patterns in their lives.